Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Daily Worship at the Gathering Place Church of Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and I lead worship here at the Gathering Place and also for this podcast. I don't know how you found us this morning, if you're listening through our Podbean site at thegatheringplace.podbean.com. Or if you are listening through iTunes, you can find us at iTunes. Just type in The Gathering Place, and then you'll see our logo and also our pastor's name, Glenn Wadley. And so that's another way that you can find our daily podcast in the mornings through iTunes. And if you haven't already done so, go ahead and click subscribe. Subscribe to that feed, and so whatever device that you have, that it will just automatically download to your device in the morning and whenever we upload it. And so, but thank you again just for your support and your prayers. And most of all, thank you for just joining in worship with us to our God, because this is what this podcast, this tool is all about, just to give us any and every opportunity to worship the Lord. I want to start in Romans chapter 8 this morning. Romans chapter 8. This is one of the most... it's just two verses in 26 and 27, but just such words of comfort, particularly just whenever as I approach the Lord and as I worship and as I pray, I find out very quickly that my words are inadequate, that my vocabulary is so limited. A lot of times I struggle just to express to God what I'm feeling. A lot of times I struggle to express to God just in my worship His worth. I can't do it because the Lord is far beyond anything that I could describe. Maybe sometimes in our lives as we go before the Lord and when we're hurting and we're weak and we don't know, but we can't adequately tell the Lord what is going on. Let's read in verse 26. Paul says, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray as we ought. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." The Spirit of God intercedes for us according to the will of God, the perfect will of God. These words bring me comfort this morning, knowing that I don't have to approach God with eloquence of words, but I'm called to approach God with an authentic heart, with everything that I am feeling, with everything that is within me, just to go before Him. The Spirit intercedes for me. The Spirit knows our minds, and He also knows the mind of the Father. And also, too, I'm encouraged this morning just because in Scripture, so many times we see the prayers of the psalmist and we see the prayers of the men and women in Scriptures. And I believe that these are words that the Lord has given us. He has supplied words for us so many times. We don't know what to pray, that we can pray, that these prayers and Scriptures can also become our prayers, such as in Psalm 86. The psalmist says, "You are great, you do wondrous things, that you alone are God." Whether it's words of praise or whether it's prayers of repentance. Like in Psalm 51 where David says, purge me with hyssop and I will be clean and I will be whiter than snow. Hide your face from my sins, blot out my iniquities. Grant in me a clean heart, God, and renew a right spirit within me. Or in Psalm 9, a prayer of thanksgiving, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exalt in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Or in a prayer of supplication, Psalm 30, psalmist says, hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. God, be my helper. And so whatever you are going through today, know that the Lord, through the Spirit, intercedes for his people. The Spirit intercedes for us. He takes our feeble prayers and our limited words, and he takes those and makes them something beautiful before the Father. Also, too, that we have been given so much in the Word of God. Prayers that are not just the people's that are praying them in Scripture, but they are our prayers. These are gifts that were given to us. One of the ways that we can communicate with the Father. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Lord, in ourselves, in our natural minds, in our natural tongues, God, there are no words. Lord, anything that we can say or do is so incredibly inadequate to describe you. Oh, Lord, but thank you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit this morning. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that intercedes for us. Lord, we are so thankful this morning. So, Lord, our desire, Lord, our motive, Lord, above all that we don't express or that we express poorly, Lord, you see beyond those things. Lord, our motive and desire is to honor you. Lord, our motive and desire is to see you, God. Lord, our motive and desire, Lord, is to live lives that are passionate for you, that follow you. So, Lord, we worship you this morning. Lord, we tell of who you are back to you today through these songs that that just begin to describe you. We love you, Lord.
Remind me who you are. Yes, you love us, Lord, how